Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to talk about the new plans being considered by government, which will see paid leave being offered for the very first time to women who suffer a miscarriage before 23 weeks of pregnancy. And they're looking at legislative changes which would basically introduce 5 days paid leave for pregnancy loss before 23 weeks. A similar move to what was introduced in Northern Ireland in recent weeks as well. Sinead is with me on the programme today because, Sinead, unfortunately, this is something you've experienced. You've had 4 miscarriages. What's your reaction to this news today?
I mean, obviously, any step forward is very welcome. I think 5 days is quite a short period of time, to be honest. You know, I had my first miscarriage back in 2020. I actually had 4 back-to-back in 2020 and early 2021. And after my first miscarriage, it was very early on, but I was completely traumatised by it, completely traumatised. I ended up taking, I think, 2 weeks off work because I just couldn't function mentally, physically. I was broken after it. Then my second miscarriage was an ectopic pregnancy, and I was so, you know, concerned that I had taken that time off after my first one, that I actually didn't take any time. I think I took 1 day after I had an ectopic surgery and my tube removed. I took the day off after the surgery and then went back to work the day after that because, you know, I was so kind of paranoid, I suppose, by taking more sick leave. And again, after my third one, I had another DNC and I don't even remember. I don't think I took much time off after that either. So I think it's a very welcome step forward, as I said, but, you know, 5 days is a start, but I don't think it's long enough.
You know, it's very hard to put a figure on that, isn't it? I mean, because in your case, like, you talk about 4, you know, consecutive experiences that you had, and some of them different to others with the ectopic as well. But, like, even just, you know, physically and mentally and emotionally, like, you must have been absolutely just totally traumatised and exhausted, Sinead, through all of that period.
Oh, completely. And, like, it was all through lockdown as well. So it was an even a double whammy of, you know, not having my husband with me. But, you know, after my first, like, when you have a miscarriage, you know, whatever about the day that you find out, that is devastating. Mm. Like, I can't even put it into words how I felt. I was broken. And then, you know, I had to wait another week before I went back in to have another scan to really make sure that the pregnancy wasn't going to progress. And then it was another week before I was booked in to have my DNC. So that already is 2 weeks after you've been told the devastating news that you've had a miscarriage or it mightn't be a viable pregnancy. And, you know, it's an ongoing kind of process, I suppose. It's not just as simple as you're having a miscarriage, you know, go home now, you'll be fine in 5 days' time. Like, I'm still, you know, 26 now, and we were very, very blessed with a gorgeous little boy. After those 4 miscarriages, we had a little guy in December 2021, but, like, I'm still traumatised from the experience and from not having enough time to process any of it. And, you know, it's a healing thing as well. It's not just the physical side of it. It's having to really mentally get your head around what's after happening as well. So it is very welcome that they're bringing something in, absolutely. But obviously, I've said before, I think we have a long way to go when it comes to women's health in general in Ireland.
And I suppose, given the, you know, the laws, similar laws recently introduced in Northern Ireland and in Malta as well, you know, there was a lot of pressure to introduce some kind of legislative change here.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, Ireland, you know, when it came to the smoking ban, we were way ahead. But I feel like now we've kind of become followers in these things. And we know what we need to change in this country to make it better for everybody, men and women. And, you know, it would be amazing to see Ireland step forward and say, right, this is the absolute right thing to do and bring something really incredible in. But yeah, look, it's a positive. It's a positive step, you know, so we have to look at the positives. But yeah, it's kind of just following a bit of pressure, I suppose, a bit like the social media ban. It's another thing, you know, it's just we know that these things are going to benefit so many people. So just need to be proactive in getting them across the line.
stay with me, Sinead, if you can. And thanks, Sinead, for sharing your experience with us, because I've no doubt that, you know, retelling the story must be very difficult for you as well. But we do appreciate you joining us in the programme. I just want to bring Barry in. Barry is with us on the line here on Lunchtime Live too, because, Barry, this is something that you and your partner have also experienced. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, Andrea, thanks for having me on the show. Our story, and like everyone else, it's every situation is a little bit different. But my wife has had two miscarriages before the 23 weeks. One, she was quite early. It was 7 weeks or something like that. And like that, it was into the emergency room in the hospital to be told that she had miscarried, and within an hour was kind of sent home to her own devices, to her own ways. The second one was, again, slightly different, but we had our routine checkup at 13 weeks and everything was fine. A week later, there was a little bit of discharge from my wife, and we went back to the hospital. They did all their checks, asked us to come back for a scan on the following day to find out that her waters had gone. And in that situation, she was admitted to hospital straight away. She spent 3 weeks in hospital, basically knowing that she was miscarrying, that there wasn't really any hope for our little boy. And then at 18 weeks, she finally, the heart stopped beating in her boy Conan, and she had to be induced into labour and deliver that baby. So was technically postpartum afterwards. And I guess this is...
And she was at, Barry, so she was at how many weeks, sorry, at that point?
She was 18
weeks. 18 weeks.
Yeah. But like that, you know, for 3 weeks in the hospital, we were getting scans daily. We could see the heartbeat. We could... You know, when our boy was finally delivered, it was as human as could be, at arms, legs, toes, fingers, everything. But I suppose we're here to talk about, you know, this leave. I remember during that 3 weeks, Andrea, that, you know, and I probably was in no mind frame myself, but I actually worked for a large part of that 3 weeks while my wife sat in hospital just waiting for the inevitable. My wife herself, during that period, you know, didn't have any recognition that it was of what was happening. She was totally reliant on, you know, sick pay, notes from the consultant or the doctor, and having to submit that then to revenue. And there was no, I suppose, recognition of the whole event. I guess the first one, she probably went back to work. If that was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, she probably went back to work the following Monday, which just was not enough time, let alone, but I suppose,
and even just,
it almost feel like you're forced into having to go back because there's no real recognition. Mm. You don't feel sick. You know, in all intents and purposes, she's not sick.
She's
grieving. And that's the thing, she was grieving, and that's where the leave would really be of benefit, Andrea.
And like, even just physically and mentally and emotionally, Barry, to be able to kind of navigate everything day to day when you get out of hospital and you get home without having to take, you know, the work calls, the Teams meetings, the emails into account. And that's if you're maybe fortunate enough to not be called on to go into the office. But like,
I guess, Andrea, like, both of our employers were very understanding of the situation. Yeah. You know, they gave us as much time as we needed to process what was going through. But I guess it was never really rooted in anything at that stage. You know, for all intents and purposes, everyone was saying she was okay. It was the kind of the mental side of it. I think, you know, after our boy passed, you know, she probably would always say that she went back to work too soon, even having been in a position to take up to 2 months off because of our fortunate position financially. And I suppose it for a lot of people, it's not necessarily about having the government support. It's about having that recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. The discussion today, Barry, about the government considering looking at legislative changes that would allow for the introduction of 5 days paid leave for pregnancy loss before 23 weeks. Is it a sufficient amount of support?
Look, Andrea, I suppose you have to be realistic as well as everything else. You know, they're trying to put in a one-size-fits-all solution to a problem that's very probably different for every woman that goes through it or every family that goes through it. 5 days is certainly a start. I would personally say it's probably not enough. As I said, my wife took, you know, over 2 months off following Conan, and she would even probably say that was too soon. She was postpartum. She did have to deliver a stillborn baby. You know, I think she had said, and my apologies to any listeners, that, but it is graphic. You know, she was still bleeding when she went back to work. You know, so that was 2 months later, and she still had not fully recovered, even physically, let alone mentally.
Absolutely. And I mean, and it's not just for, you know, for the woman and your wife in this case, but even for you or for the partner as well. And I suppose that's something that's been looked at in Northern Ireland as well, you know, that both would be able to.
Yeah. Again, look, like I obviously didn't go through it in the same manner she did. And I'm here speaking for her, Andrea. But, you know, I saw my role of it as needing to support her. And that became quite difficult when you have other concerns like work and not being able to take leave. Just to give you an example, after everything had happened with Conan, we made arrangements to bury him, and we buried him on the Monday. And I think I went back to work on the Wednesday because I had already maxed out my own grievance pay, my own holidays even I had to take, because you know, it just, there was no leave there for me as the father. So, you know, that was tough. That's a situation that, you know, I probably haven't fully gotten over. You know, whereas my employer did give me the time, or afford me the time. I just couldn't at that stage because she had been 3 weeks in hospital. I trust there'll be a lot of women out there that will find comfort in the fact that it's finally a government recognising that this is a serious issue. That for one is certainly a help. You know, we have to start somewhere. Five days is a start, but I would probably say that it's only really a start. That you know, you probably can't have this one size fits all given the situation. And I'm sure there'll be other callers that will echo that their situations are very different to my wife's. And that, you know, 5 days, while welcome, probably needs to be looked at on maybe a more individual basis.
Well, Barry, look, thank you for sharing your own experience with us as well today on the programme. Text in here on 087 1400 106. Listener who thinks that 5 weeks just simply isn't enough. They had a loss of 23 weeks, weren't entitled to anything. Thankfully, though, I was able to take paid sick leave from work, but I can't imagine dealing with such a loss and then having to worry about not being able to get paid. There's no way that I was able to function in work. Louise is with me on the line as well, because Louise, you too have had a similar experience to Sinead and Barry. How important is it that the government recognise miscarriage leave?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on today. Similar to Sinead and Barry, I suppose, yeah, I do absolutely back the 5 days. It's very, very important that it's recognised. I mean, going through a miscarriage is hard enough as it is without then kind of having to worry about work and finances and that at home, you know. For us, we lost our first baby back in June 2024, and like that, I suppose you never think you're going to go through it. You never think you're going to be that one in four. We had gone through IVF ourselves, so I was going through the process, all the medication and everything. We'd found out we were pregnant, obviously delighted, and not too long after then I was only 5 weeks and 2 days when I knew myself I'd lost a baby at home. We went then back to the clinic, I let them know I'd been bleeding and whatever, you know, and they done checks and they did tests on me, and they said, going by the blood test, I was still pregnant. But I knew myself, any woman that's experienced miscarriage, you just have this knowing. I don't know how to explain, but you just know. So we went back for blood tests the following week, and then unfortunately they did ring us to say that we had lost the baby and had asked if anything else happened. So for me, I suppose, thinking of the 5 days leave, I'd be thinking, well, when would I take that for a start? Because I'm like, I've been told that I haven't lost a baby. I have a feeling I have lost a baby. And then you're kind of only starting the process then really of grieving, because you're been told everything's okay, then everything's not okay. And then they're kind of, you're going in for checks, like I suppose Sinead spoke about going in for scans and kind of checking that you're okay. You know, it's a very, very hard one. And then like that, I suppose, when Barry talks about having his wife having the 2 months off, I mean, I'd say for the whole month of June, I cried solid probably every day. And at the time we had our 2-year-old, our little boy, and I just trying to function, like even being at home, I couldn't even imagine to have to get up and get dressed and get out to work. I don't know what the right time is, to be honest, but I feel
that very it's just difficult to probably, you know, put a time on that. Like, we're talking about 5 weeks here in Northern Ireland. It's up to 2 weeks paid statutory leave, but for both the mum and the partner as well.
Yeah, exactly. But that's it as well, because like it is a very, very lonely process, you know. Like, although I have a great, my wife is incredible, my family, my in-laws, my friends, they're all been, would do anything for us. But like that, at the start, we hadn't even told people we were pregnant. So then trying to say, oh, well, we were pregnant and now we're not, you know, and particularly then when we lost our second baby, because of what happened, we didn't tell anybody at all. I know I was visibly pregnant. I had a bump, and when we went in for the scan, we had no signs of any issues. And unfortunately, we had a missed miscarriage. So finding out then at what should have been our 10-week scan that we were no longer pregnant, you know, it was like something you just can't even explain. So then trying to, you know, have to go through the process like of going for the GNC and going to hospital and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how you'd fit into the 5 days, to be honest. Like, and like that, I do feel it's somewhere to start, but I feel even in terms of support, I feel there's no support there for women at the moment. Like, I mean, I was given a number when I went in for the GNC. I don't know if Sinead had the same experience, but was given a number for the mental health team in the hospital. And I just found myself just like so heartbroken that kind of 2 days after I'd had the GNC, I rang them because I was like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I can't cope with this. I didn't know what to do, didn't know where to turn, didn't know what to do. And the response I got was poor, like, to be honest. I told them, like, you know, I'd had the GNC, and they were like, oh, it was only a Wednesday. Ah, sure. You know, and, oh, you were out 10 weeks. And even with them, I thought, these don't even understand. Do you know what I mean? They don't understand what I'm going through. I don't know what I need. I haven't a clue. I just don't feel myself, and I don't know what to do, you know? So I just feel support, yes, the 5 days is great, but what else are they going to do in terms of support and the mental health for the woman?
It's only, I suppose, it's only maybe one part of it. I should actually mention that, you know, the Miscarriage Association of Ireland, and for anyone listening today, like, they're a registered charity and they offer support to anyone who's gone through miscarriage, including partners as well, because I've no doubt, like, this conversation is very triggering for so many people, so important, you know, just kind of to flag that support service is there. The volunteers on hand by phone, email, Zoom. They can do in-person meetings as well. And maybe just to mention their helpline numbers, 083-0151351, or you can get them an email. It's info@miscarriage.ie. Sinead, Louise, Barry, listen, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.